All right, Jalik Swole. Hey, I feel like your last, I don't know, 5-6 motos have been a big improvement from what we saw. Any reasons why or anything that you can pinpoint?
I mean, we're just learning. Like, I don't, like, the bike that we're on, it's new. We're year one on this thing. We don't have much data on it. And, I'm learning, really. I'm finding a little bit more comfort. We're at the end of the year right now, but we are starting to make little gains and some little things that we can pinpoint for this offseason, try to figure out and get back to where we need to be. But in terms of things, that's pretty much it. And we're not in a bad spot. We're finding comfort.
Yeah. Did you almost need that little 3-week break almost to reset a little mentally? Because, you know, once you start doing shitty, you got 7 days. You just starts to compound, right? Especially for younger riders, I've noticed that. So was maybe the break a key?
I don't know. I feel like, I mean, break or not, I've been grinding. I mean, I've been working my ass off to, you know, deliver. It just hasn't seemed to go my way this year, whether it's crashes with other people or just little stupid mistakes by myself. That's just kind of been the story of my year, and I feel like everybody has these kind of down years where nothing's going their way, and this year has just made me really thankful and really just hungry and ready to come back on a vengeance. I think this off season I'm going to really put my head down and work my ass off and try to get back to where I need to be. I think winning, you know, pretty, I guess, decently early in my career, that's all I want now. So, yeah, with the new bike, we're gonna figure this shit out, and we're gonna work really hard, work on some things this off season, and come back, and we're gonna be better.
RJ was very vocal about his bike, got some stuff. I don't know if you've got some of it too, but he's better. Mm-hmm. It's got to give you a little bit of hope. Like, he's noticeably better, so they're figuring things out over on the 2-4 side.
Yeah, I mean, you know, KTM and Husky and everything as a brand, you know, they know how to win. So, you know, I know they have some things in the works, and we're gonna be back. So it is what it is. Like, it's just a year one bike. I feel like every brand cycles through these kind of years where they figure things out and work the kinks out. So it's not that we're on a bad bike. Our bike is good. We're just, like I said, learning and working through some kinks right now. We have some things that we have pinpointed, and we're looking forward to testing and really dialing some things in. And that's just it. I have trust in those guys to work hard like me this off season, and, yeah, we'll be back.
Felt like today you worked up in both motos. You were in a battle, looked like, for a lot, and then kind of, you know, slowly moved up. Is that kind of how it went down?
Yeah, first moto went down early. I was, I think, mid-20s in the first lap, and I charged hard, was right behind Cameron for 10th in that one, so that's okay. And second moto, decent start, passed a few guys and kind of was just in that no man's land when everybody in the front kind of checked out a little bit. So it is what it is. I feel like even with what I'm on, I'm not that it's bad, but I'm capable of getting it back up there to where I was. I feel like regardless of, you know, the comfort that I'm trying to find or whatever, I feel like I'm more than capable of riding really well and doing something. I just got to get out front with those guys and just got to pretty much show what I'm capable of. And I know a lot of people are probably starting to write me off a little bit, but it is what it is. Like I said, I'm gonna have a really good off season. I'm gonna work my ass off, and then I'm gonna show everybody why I have the spot that I have.
Sure. You like this place? You like this track? I find everybody I talk to, like, loves it. They all think it's awesome. So where are you at?
I hate this track.
What?
Yeah.
You're the only guy. The only guy.
I don't know. I just felt like when I watched this place a while ago, it was a lot more turns and stuff. I feel like the track was a lot of straightaways. I don't know. Do you think that?
I don't think it's changed a lot, man, to be honest. I don't know.
When Hurlings was here.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
A lot more stuff. So that's what I'm kind of thinking of. I'm just not too big of a fan with really high-speed tracks. I just feel like we're all pushing the limits so much, as it is already, that you add big jumps and long straightaways, it gets even more gnarlier. And especially the little, I guess, hip jumps over the singles or whatever. Like, you've seen a couple guys have some big ones there today trying to do those, and I feel like those little things are almost unnecessary. So it's just little nitpicky things like that. I think the dirt and everything of the track is actually pretty good. I just think it's really fast.
Okay. Fair enough. Thanks for doing this. And, yeah, keep it up, man.
Dude, hey, listen. I know we talked last year about you always talking shit, right?
Yeah, yep.
We got to chill.
Depends on what your definition of talking shit is. You know, like,
I
you know, like,
take constructive criticism. I know you like to criticize a lot, which is fine.
Or praise,
but more praise, less shit talk.
Well, I started off the interview with like, "Hey, you've been much better lately," which you have been. But the standard for you is higher.
Yes,
you know,
is.
So that's where I'm coming from. Like, I know you work hard. I know what you do down there. You're on a factory bike. You know, good team, good people around you. So the standard is higher for a dude like you. You know, you're second year, third year now. So that's where I'm coming from. Like, you got to elevate every year, which it sucks for you kids because it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
But that's where I'm coming from.
Yeah. It's good. It's respectable. I like that answer. It's a lot more respectable than I thought you were going to say.
No, listen, man. I don't get paid more or less money to criticize or praise Ryder. So I just sit here and go, well, I watch the results and I'm like, okay, you know. So that's where I'm coming from.
There's a lot of stories behind everything. You got to find that out. As a reporter, right? As a reporter, you need to do some more investigating, some digging, you know, and then come up with something. You can't just kind of jump on stuff. Because before the year started in outdoors, you're like, oh, yeah, Jalik, nah.
I did not say nothing. Yes. No, I did not say. But here's the problem. When we do investigating, you know, like, okay, so I did some investigating on you, and I'm like, hey, is it? You look like you were getting tired earlier this year. I'm like, is he like doing all? And they're like, yep, like he's doing all the motos. So, point investigated. Like you're not slacking, right? But then a lot of times when we go over there, you know, like your teammate RJ, not been happy with the bike. So I go over there and I'm like, hey, like what's going on with the bike? And you know what they tell me? Nah, man, it's all good. It's good. So like I can't put him to a lie detector test, right? So, you know, sometimes we hit stone walls when we try to investigate.
Yeah, I can understand that. To be fair, because I'm not trying to get no shit from the team. So the bike is good. We're just working out kinks.
I think, like, we all, the bike is good. It's a factory motorcycle. It's good. But at this level, you need, you know, it's the small stuff. Yes. So teams don't always take it that way. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's a good bike. Is it as good as it? Some of your competition? Probably not. But you know what? You're getting there. Look at RJ. Mm-hmm. Bitching and moaning, wanted a part, got a part, and now he's performing.
We're slowly working our way back to where we need to be. That's all it is. Better late than never. So we'll be all right. Like I said, keep on working through these things this offseason.
You're going to work on whoops in the offseason?
Oh, yeah. You know, you can never work on too much whoops, regardless of who's the best and who's not so good. And regardless, dude, honestly, this year has been the gnarliest whoops I've ever seen.
They were bad. They were gnarly.
That's also a learning curve for me, you know, considering I was East Coast last year. When they broke down, you jump. So when you take that skill away and, you know, you're just set into huge whoops and cups everywhere, you know, everybody can use some work.
Well, if I do criticize, I still come over and talk to people. Like, I'm not running. I'm not running. But I got to do this. I got to do these interviews.
Yeah, but you were over there at the rig today, and you didn't talk.
I was just waiting for you. You left me. You walked inside the truck.
No, that's not fair. You didn't even look at me. And, you know, considering I'm a Red Dog guy, I would have assumed more out of you.
Okay, hold on. I didn't know I needed to make eye contact with you. I was literally standing there waiting for you.
No, you have to come up. What's up, Jalika? Blah blah. You know,
you were deep in conversation.
I mean, like, oh, I'm the coolest reporter.
You were talking to Nate. You were talking to White Power, the WP guy. WP. I just slipped there, dude. That's that used to be called that.
No, I know. I'm just messing with you.
Oh, great. Now I'm gonna get me too. All right. Enough of this. Thanks, man.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks.